Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard people talking about living a designer life? You know, we hear about them all the time. Famous designers like Ralph Lauren, Armani, Valentino. We watch them at Fashion Week with all the celebrities sitting in the front row. So exciting. Tell me, have you ever wondered who is the greatest designer in the entire world? Can you imagine meeting and getting to know the designer of the universe? Tell me, would you like to live a designer life? Who wouldn't? Now, another question. Would you like to learn how to build mental muscle? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. He is a success coach extraordinaire. He has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really good advice. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. That's 818-431-8506. I am pleased to announce today that this show that we're broadcasting live is featured on the front page of Blog Talk Radio as a staff pick. Also, I have been honored to be a featured host at Blog Talk Radio. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. He is the new senior minister at Christ Unity Church. He is an inspirational speaker, radio host, life coach, and minister who inspires and empowers thousands to live lives of purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. He is the author of Living the Designer Life, Distinction for Designing and Living the Life of Your Dreams, and also the author of Tough, T-O-U-G-H, Talk for Living the Designer Life, Five Powerful Principles for Building Mental Muscle and Spiritual Strength. He made history when he was the first person ever to be ordained at the historic Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel at Morehouse College. In addition, he has earned a reputation as a top no-nonsense life business coach. He is the coach's coaches. His thriving designer life coaching practice attracts clients from all over the world, from Mexico, Thailand, Venezuela, and throughout the United States. I am so pleased to welcome to our show today Reverend Kevin Ross. Hello, Reverend Kevin. How are you?
I am great, January Jones. I'm delighted to be on your program. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful. I've been so looking forward to having you. Very exciting life that you're leading. You know what? I want to hear about, I was reading your biography and I was so interested. I want you to share, first of all, the story about how you formed the Brothers of Thunder with Dr. David Montgomery.
Well, growing up in Chicago, I grew up in Chicago on the South Side, and I was, I've always been a little bit precocious in that I've had these gifts of speaking. When I was a kid growing up in church, I would come home from church being so inspired. I'd go in my backyard and stand in a crate and talk to my peers about the things that I'd learned in church. And growing up in the Chicago public school systems, my friend and I, David Montgomery, and we grew up as kids together, discovered that there were very few positive role models, positive youth role models. And both of us had this gift for gab and the ability to speak and motivate our peers to do the right things. And so we decided that we were going to be the positive youth role models. We felt we had something positive to say. We felt we had enough talent. And so we went into my office at that time. Yes, at that time I was about 14 years old, and my bedroom was an office. And
okay.
I was really taught at that time to use my imagination, and my parents gave me kind of creative license to do what I wanted to do. And so I had a podium in my bedroom and that I made out of a bookshelf. I mean, you wouldn't believe, before my friends could play Hot Wheels and with my toys, they had to hear a speech from me at that age, really. And so we came into my office, David and I, and decided what we were going to do. And we said, we're going to go all across the country, and we're going to be youth motivational speakers. We call ourselves the Dynamic Duo, the Brothers of Thunder, and we're going to tell kids and young people around the country that they need to stay off of drugs and stay in school and do your best and live your dreams. And that was our fundamental message. And we said, we have to have a snappy way of introducing ourselves. And so in order to connect with our peers, we came up with a way of introducing ourselves that was kind of rhyme-oriented, not necessarily rap, but poetic. And so here's how we used to introduce ourselves. We would come together, and we were invited all over the country, by the way.
I bet.
And that's another thing. We got together. We're just two young men who choose to express similar ideas but from different aspects. The time is now, and at the time can we deem best for this dynamic duo to arise and raise consciousness. Spirit, soul, body, and mind, we seek to ultimately motivate. With the thunderous words we speak, we aim to stimulate your sense of health and prosperity, of wealth and integrity, aiming to reach our elders and posterity, striving to restore our diligence, determination, and dignity, and with God-given grace arrive in triumphant divinity. With the joyful and jovial justification of life, love, and liberation, we seek to bring you this astounding recitation to bring inside your souls an inner emancipation. But most of all, we're here to answer the call for all the youth who dare not stand tall. Come, witness this contagious spell we're under, for you're now in the presence of the Brothers of Thunder. And we would get a big roaring applause, and it was amazing.
And you were only 14 years old when you wrote that, right?
We started when we were 14, and we would be invited to colleges and conventions, mayor's conventions, churches. All over the country, we were faculty for Teach for America at UCLA.
Oh, it was
amazing, more and more. We were touched by Les Brown as we came along. He began to mentor us and open some doors for us. And then Dr. Johnny Coleman in Chicago let us speak at her famous church where there were 5,000 people. And then that just snowballed. David and I eventually helped pay our way through college by speaking, even as students. Yeah.
What a fabulous story. You know, Reverend Kevin, we're going to hear from our sponsor. When we come back, I want to discuss with you, share with everyone your website information, tell them where they can get your books, And I want to talk about your experience at Morehouse College. Mm-hmm. And also, I'd like you to share some of the things you had to overcome in life. No one just wakes up successful. Everyone has trials and tribulations. We'll be right back with Reverend Kevin Ross.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with my wonderful guest, Reverend Kevin Ross. Reverend, could you tell us some information about your website and where people can get your books and a little bit about your radio show?
Wow, a lot of things. Well, thanks so much. I have a few websites, actually, but where I am excited about people participating with me is through my page on Facebook at Kevin Cottrell Ross on Facebook. So if people friend me on Kevin Ross on Facebook, they will automatically be entered for an opportunity to win a CD called The Champion Attitude. And if anyone is interested in getting the book, The Designer Life, Distinctions for Living Life by Design and Not by Default, they can actually call today, 916-368-3950, 916-368-3950, and you'll receive both the book and a free copy of The Champion Attitude when you contact us there. And also, recently I recorded a DVD with Michael Bernard Beckwith and several others through my publisher, Beyond Words,
mm-hmm.
Offering you what we call the 5 Freedoms for Liberating Your Spirit, and that's available online at liberateyourspirit.org, liberateyourspirit.org.
Wonderful, and you also are the popular host of Design Your Life on Unity Online Radio. And
yes.
Thousands of people worldwide. How long have you been doing radio, Reverend?
Going into the 4th year with the show, and
wonderful.
It's been an incredible journey. We've had some of the most amazing thought leaders and teachers and masters from all over the world, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen we've had on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I can just go on and name them, Wally Famous Amos and several others. And essentially what they come to do is to share with us what it took for them to get from where they are to where they want it to be by offering us particular distinctions that gave them a little bit of an advantage. Mm-hmm. What I've been so fortunate to discover from many of my guests over the years is the backstory, sometimes, as you were indicating beforehand, it seems so, people just seem to hatch into success. But
yeah.
It's not so. You can actually listen to the all of the archives, over 100 episodes online there at Unity, unity.fm. And we are actually on our way on a cruise. There may still be opportunity. All of the hosts from Unity FM are cruising the Caribbean in a couple
of
weeks.
Wonderful.
People will get an opportunity to meet us in person and to have some one-on-one time, along with some workshops and seminars. And that's also information about that is online at unity.fm. And just tell them Kevin Ross sent you.
Oh, that's great. You know, I'll be taking my show next year on the road to some conventions and a cruise, so I'm excited about that. Reverend Kevin, share your backstory. What happened to your career story that was unexpected, something that made you successful?
You know, it actually started for me when my parents split up when I was a teenager, and I did not understand it. Not actually. I wasn't a teenager. I was a preteen. I was about 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And my parents split up, and it was the most devastating experience for me because I personalized it. I made it be something I did wrong or something wrong about me,
mm-hmm.
when it was really about their relationship and their choices. But what happened with that breakup was the awakening of this lion. And I was not the person I am now, but something happened that day when I discovered this. I took a long walk around the block, and I said,
mm-hmm.
"That's okay, it's not going to stop me. I'm going to be a success. Anyway, I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to show them kind of thing."
Yes.
And really, and this kind of Herculean kind of individual was born, and from that day I became very driven. Now, I must say that my parents never left my life. They were always
mm-hmm.
there loving me and all of that. And I had the most incredible exposure because of them to the Norman Vincent Peales of the world and
mm-hmm.
The Robert Schulers and all these wonderful, amazing people as a child growing up. I was exposed to all of that growing up. So along with that period of struggle emotionally, I still had those principles growing up inside of me. It's a very interesting dynamic. But I just remember becoming a rebel looking for a cause. And eventually that cause became being positive for my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that message of you can design your life began to show up. And that's exactly what I began to do. You know, I went to Morehouse College, which is the undergraduate alma mater of Dr. King, because Dr. King was my hero growing up. And I said, I'm going. My parents couldn't send me. I said, I'll figure out a way. I'm going to Morehouse College. Morehouse called me and said, well, you're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know what? We can't accept you. I said, well, why don't you interview me? Let me come down and interview. And I did an interview, and they put me on probation. They accepted me on probation. I said, I'll take that.
Okay.
And I graduated from Morehouse. And just being able to know that when I am conscious, I can create whatever it is I truly desire. What my true desires are, there is support for me in the universe to do so if I'm willing to consciously design it, consciously uncover the blueprint and move forward towards it.
You know, I think that my introduction, I said the designer of the universe. And I think when people get attuned with the creation that and the wonder of our world, it's very easy to go forward when you can reach out to other people. And just like you've done, I mean, the fact that you started off with recovering from a divorce and found your voice, it's very inspiring for young people to hear your story. I really appreciate you sharing that so much. You know, we're going to hear a little word about your host. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about your teen dream camp and share that with our listeners. We'll be right back with Reverend Kevin Ross.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
This is January Jones, and here at Blog Talk Radio, we're thrilled to be featuring the Reverend Kevin Ross on our front page today. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the Teen Dream Camp, and it is committed to ending teen suicide, preventing teen pregnancy, and keeping teens drug-free, violence-free, and disease-free by awakening, affirming, nurturing, and developing and creating the dream in the heart of every teen. You've partnered with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and this is something that you do with your wife, Anita. Tell us a little bit about this fascinating project.
While at Morehouse back in 1994, my mother, who was at the time a Chicago public school teacher, she teaches now in San Antonio, Texas, but at the time she was a Chicago public school teacher teaching in a very impoverished area in Chicago. She asked me to come and speak at the elementary school, and I did come to speak at her school for one of the career days, that sort of thing. And I asked the children there to write me letters about what it was they wanted to do with their lives. And now, meanwhile, I'm still a student at Morehouse. I got about 500 letters from these students, and overwhelmingly they were saying, I want to go to college and I want to visit you at Morehouse.
Okay.
So what I did was I organized with the principal of the school and my peers. I said, listen, if you can get them to Morehouse, I will create a summer academy, something for them to have an early college exposure experience. And so she raised money to get them to Atlanta from Chicago, and myself and my peers, we organized on the campus of Morehouse what we called, at that time, a weekend of empowerment. Mm-hmm. And we flew in 50 or so youth every year, summer for several summers, to be exposed to the college experience early and to unlock the power of their dreams. Because this is what I have discovered. If you don't have a dream, you cannot manage the jungles of life. I don't care if you are born in the projects or you're a trust fund baby. If you don't have something that is roaring in your soul, you will move through life apathetically or move through life lost and get stuck in the jungles of life. And so I unlocked those dreams in young people early on, and we won all sorts of awards for this. And when I met my wife was very passionate about young people, but she wasn't doing anything with them. I said, well, we got to do something about this. I said, how about joining me with my youth work? And so we formalized the organization as a 501c3 tax-exempt organization that we now call Teen Dream Camp, which we've been hosting camps for the last several years now. And Federal Express came on board as one of our major sponsors.
Oh, marvelous.
It's been an incredible journey. We've got kids who have graduated college, gone on to graduate school now.
Oh.
We have one who was recently in the top 10 of American Idol, who declared her dream at our camp. And so it's been incredible. In fact, we host the camps now on the campus of Lynn University, where the presidential debates were recently held. So that was really cool.
Oh, Reverend Kevin, this is fabulous to share this with us. And I'm hoping that you'll come back on the show in the future. You have such exciting things to talk about. You're so informative and so very, very inspiring for people of all ages and at all stages of life. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I could be here.
Oh, wonderful. All my shows are on at 12 noon Eastern Time Live, and be sure to catch any of these interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My guest tomorrow is Sherry Samburski, and she's going to be talking, about the tough job market and giving us some quick fixes to help us get back out there working. I'm looking forward to presenting her tomorrow. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. If you're interested in checking out the Successimo program, just go to their website, www.successimo.com, SUCCESSIMO. Look it over, and you can sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you, too, can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. And then you can be a guest on my show, too, just like Reverend Kevin. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any charities that you work with and support. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It's a positively brilliant plan that is easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, my dear friends, I want you all to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then go ahead and start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate, since we're getting so close to Halloween. Again, thank you to my wonderful, wonderful guest, Reverend Kevin Ross, and be sure to go to his Facebook page, and he's made available so many wonderful gifts for everyone, so I hope you check that out. This is January Jones thanking you today, my dear listeners, for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.